and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to 93.5
The Tap, WCFW HD2 on the hour, presented by Indeed.com.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Thousands of people who traveled to the Nevada desert to spend the week off the grid at Burning Man are now stuck. Torrential rains turned the site into a muddy mess. CBS's Elise Preston.
Justin Schumann is one of the many trudging through the mud.
Can you describe the mud?
It was really, really wet and really, really slick, but it's also very alkaline. So you do have to be careful for no prolonged exposure of your skin to the mud, because apparently it actually can start to really gently burn your skin.
Schumann and his friends have enough supplies to make it through a few more days and are sharing whatever they can with others.
Tomorrow is Labor Day, and while many are enjoying the holiday weekend, thousands of entertainment writers and union actors are still on strike against Hollywood studios. CBS's Astrid Martinez with more on labor unrest across the country.
In Hollywood, the writer's strike is entering its fifth month. The dual protest, along with screen actors, is costing California's economy an estimated $3 billion. And Oregon Health and Sciences University says it will keep working toward a new contract with nurses after they voted to authorize a strike of their own.
Dozens of neo-Nazis marched in Almonte, Florida, near Orlando, shouting, "We are everywhere." Democrat State Rep Anna Eskamani says the state is still shaken by a recent racist attack in Jacksonville.
Any number is unsettling, especially in the context of a mass shooting that just took place in Jacksonville, where three African-Americans were murdered because of one young man who hates black people and had drawn swastikas on his rifle.
President Biden got a firsthand look at Hurricane Idalia's devastation this weekend in Florida. The state says it is making progress on restoring power, but Trish Moser, who lives in St. Petersburg, says cleanup won't be easy.
I've been here 25 years and I've never seen it like this. Like, Ada was bad and it came pretty close, but this was the worst we've ever seen.
Fans gathered tonight to honor the late Jimmy Buffett with a march through Key West.
I'm Tom Foti.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Jimmy Buffett's website is now disclosing the cause of death for the late singer-songwriter, a rare aggressive skin cancer. Jimmy Buffett had been fighting it for 4 years while continuing to perform. He died at age 76.
At the U.S. Open in Queens, New York, 19-year-old tennis star Coco Gauff becomes the first American teenager to make it to the quarterfinals in consecutive years since Serena Williams did it decades ago. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself?
Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, it's IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors. Let them open the door to your future home. Find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. It is time for Essential Last Crack. Let's kick off this hour with a double dip of Last Crack. It's Downbeat Dirt Messiah. It's Essential Last Crack. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack. Oh, I love the mighty Last Crack. That was Concrete Slaughter Dogs. Before that, Down Dirt Beat Messiah. Excuse me. We play a double dip of Last Crack every Saturday night at 11 p.m. We call it an Essential Last Crack. If you would like to make a suggestion and tell me what two songs are your Essential Last Crack, and if I play them on the air, we'll get you a t-shirt or a bottle opener. I'll buy you a beer, some sort of prize. You got to be 21. I said that because the lawyers make me to. Essential Last Crack, Saturday nights, replayed on Sunday at 11 p.m. here on Max Inc. Heavy. How you doing, everybody? My name is Jimmy K. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Eric Cobb from Cold Black River. He'll be joining me in studio here shortly. We're going to be talking about Riff Raff Fest and all things Cold Black River, plus music on the way from Go Play God and Lords of the Trident. These guys are going to be up in Portage at Studio 301. That's 214 Wisconsin Avenue up in Portage, don't you know? They got a big show happening Saturday, September 9th. It's called Butcher Daddy's Carnival of Souls. There's a bunch of bands playing. Some of the notables, Grindage, Queen of Dreams, Slaughter Party, When Implied will be there, and these guys right here. They just sent us they just sent me music via the maxincradio@gmail.com. This is Sabotage, After You Were Gone, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Thank you. Hello, this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. Go Play God. They're awesome. That's the latest single, Weight in Salt. Hey, coming up after the break here, we're going to have a chat with Eric Cobb. He's from Cold Black River. Riff Raff Fest is on the table. It's happening next week and up in Wausau at the Pollock Inn. Hope to see your face there. In the meantime, we're going to hear some Lords of the Trident now from The Offering, Power of Evil. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at the UPS UPSstore.com.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Kevy on Civic Media. That's Cold Black River and 420 decibels. 420 decibels. Such a magic number that 420 is. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. Be sure to grab the app. The Civic Media app is the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio. It's waiting for you right now at civicmedia.us. In the studio with us right now is Eric Cobb from Cold Black River. We're going to talk about some happenings with Cold Black River and the upcoming Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau, Wisconsin. Eric, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening, fellow humans.
It is wonderful to see your face, man. What's going on? What's making news right now with Cold Black River?
What are the haps? Well, we just survived playing a gig over at Dark Star Art Bar with the great Reverend Meantooth and a local artist whom I absolutely adore, J.F. Zastro.
Okay.
And I think you may have had him on your show at some point. He's a solo acoustic guy. Is the simplest way to describe it, but he's far more than that. Really great performance. He's one of those guys that performs with the acoustic guitar and the kick drum and just really wails and plays some killer classics. And then
is he a one-man?
He is a one-man band, but yeah. You could tell there's like six different things going on at once as he's up there.
It's amazing how they do that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and then the Reverend gets up there. So Reverend Meantooth, who is Tom Jordan from 20 Watt Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
It's his solo project. And I think he probably developed that through the pandemic. He was looking to do some solo stuff. That guy has I'm not sure what the instrument is, but it's basically like a block of wood that's attached to the mic and goes into the PA. And then he just kicks on it and it sounds like a kick drum. And I'm sure you could probably make any sound with it, but it was pretty clever. And then he had some sort of bells on his other foot. And so he would do the kick and the, you know, hi-hat essentially with his feet as he was performing with this slide guitar. Just really great performance, really soulful music. And of course, Dark Star Art Bar is, it's really the place to go.
It's a brand new, it was obviously, what was it? The Dark Horse before that.
Right.
Owner change. Now it's this Dark Star Art Bar.
Sam is doing
a great job over there.
He really is.
I have not been to the new venue yet, but I'm scheduled to go there soon.
Wonderful.
And what was it like playing from a musician's standpoint going into that venue? I know they made some changes.
They had. They had the stage in front of the glass before, and now they sort of kitty-cornered it at a 45 to face the room a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the acoustics were better. The sound system he has in there is better. He had a really great sound guy. Ian from Discount was running sound for us that night. He's a lovely dude. And the crowd, again, is really wonderful. What I like about Dark Star Art Bar is, and this is the way that I look at this place, I think of it as a boutique venue. It's, you know, you ask Sam, what do you want to do with this place? And he's like, well, you know, I've got to run a bar and I've got to have a venue and all this stuff. But I really want to concentrate on this art stuff. Mm-hmm. He starts getting really excited when he talks about the art. And you can tell that he really takes his time and he's very conscious of the choices that he makes with the art that he has on display there. And I know for a fact that the night we played, they sold at least half a dozen pieces that were hanging up on the wall.
That's amazing. Which I thought
was fantastic.
That's great.
He really wants to have sort of a art place, a museum of sorts, but also a place where artists can display their work and sell their work. And then it also happens to be a venue and a bar.
That's great. Dark Star Art Bar on East Washington Avenue here in Madison. As far as Cold Black River music, I know the last album we all have was Live at the Spaceship.
Yeah.
Fantastic album. That's the album that 420 Decibels was on. Any plans to jump back in the studio, record some new music? Any plans to release any vinyl in the near future?
We love all of those ideas. When Brent had joined us, he was with us for a little while, and 420 Decibels was the first song that he had written with us. So this was our first time to collaborate with him. And just that sound, we missed Jeremy quite a bit as our guitar player and collaborator, but it was really neat to bring in some of this new blood and have just a little bit of a different energy to this music. So 420 Decibels came together really quickly and in a way that we were extremely pleased with. So we were very excited to release it on the live album. What we've been doing lately, since that album, we played as many quality gigs as we possibly could. You know, when you start off, you want to play everywhere. You'll play people's basements. Right. You'll play a parking lot. You do whatever. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And one of the things that we're really concentrating on is twofold. Number one, we want to have quality gigs versus mm-hmm. quantity gigs. So we're going to just hit those really solid places that we know that we can bring in an audience and have a really good time. And then secondly, really concentrating on writing new music. And what we've been doing lately as we perform live is we're doing like a lot of bands. We're testing out these songs as we go out live and perform. So at the recent show, we released two songs. It was Heretic Machine, and we have another song called Untold Thousands. And they seem to be getting a really great response. So we're really loving that.
When you say you're testing new songs to the crowd, so you have a new song, and you see this all the time at shows where a band will say, hey, this song is brand new. We've never played it before. Tell us what you think. As you're playing the song or after the song, when you say you're testing it, where are you getting your test results from? What are the test results that you're looking for?
So the way that I craft a tune, I want to kind of keep it organic and keep it moving a little bit as we go from point A to point B. Point B being final, done, we're going to go in and record. Mm-hmm. And in between that time, we have a lot of space to move, a lot of air to breathe. And we are able to take these songs in their current incarnation, perform them out in the crowd, and just see how the crowd reacts.
So you're looking for a crowd reaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you like reading facial expressions while you're singing?
Well, you know, when we set up our gear, we're setting up at least 37 to 40 cameras and microphones. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. what's really interesting about the relationship that an artist has on the stage with the audience that is out there is you're trying to communicate, you're trying to share, you're emoting, you're doing all kinds of things. You're telling a story in a lot of ways too. And that's what we try to do with our music as well. So yeah, we're looking for facial expressions, and naturally, when you're finished with the song, how does the audience react? Are they, stoic and they don't do anything at all? Or do they scream and yell and say, yeah, that was great, or whatever?
So you're looking for that emotion.
Absolutely. You want to see that you give them that little bit of a punch. And
have you ever tried a new song on stage and got crickets afterwards?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I think everybody has, without a doubt. It also depends on the mood of the audience and where you're playing too.
Right.
You know, if you're playing a place maybe you haven't been before, maybe they don't know who you are, that sort of thing, that can have an impact on it. Then again, you can play a place you've played several times and the audience is very familiar with you and they're looking forward to your previous stuff and even your new stuff. But it's really great to have that blend of folks that know you, folks that don't. You look out into that audience after you perform that song, you hear that audience reaction, you see their facial expressions, you see that they're not on their phone and things like that, that they're actually paying attention to what you're doing. That makes you as an artist feel like you're actually doing the work and that you're successful. And I really like that. And there's nothing better than to perform a song, especially a new song, for the first time and have that reaction that you've been looking for.
Right.
And you're like, oh, we made it. We did it. We crafted a really great song here that they've really glommed onto. And okay, next song.
It's like a big science experience with a new song on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for the results there. Eric Gobb from Cold Black River is in the studio with us right now on Max Hink Heavy. Riff Raff Fest is coming up Saturday, September 9th. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. You've played this festival a number of times, haven't you, Eric?
So, this is funny. Our dear friend Frank Lane is the man at Pollock Inn. And Grave Next Door reached out to us because we had performed with them before with Dire Wolf and a number of other bands. And they said, would you like to jump on this bill? And we said, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it started off with two bands and then three and then four and then now five. And I'm like, okay, this is a show. Oftentimes, if we go beyond three bands, I like to make the show something. It's not just a show.
Make it a spectacle.
To any degree, whatever way we can get more people in the door, right? So it's always a good, simple way to call something a fest. And I'm like, well, what fest should this be? And I immediately thought Frank Fest. And I'm like, that just rolls off the tongue perfectly. It's fantastic. I drew up some artwork for it. A very cartoony version of Frank and very R. Crumb inspired kind of illustration. Put together this poster and I sent it over to Frank. I was like, hey, Frank, what do you think about this, buddy? And he's like, Eric, I really appreciate it, but I don't think I can do it. And you could totally tell that he's just being shy and he's being humble and all those lovely things. And I said, this is a great idea. Frank Fest rolls off the tongue. It's really great. He's like, I don't know, maybe for around my birthday or something. I was like, okay. So now we're struggling with how do we add one word to the word fest and make it into something. You go out into the universe and everything is a fest. Volcano Fest, it doesn't matter. You can, whatever, it's already taken. Well, Riff Raff Fest, which we'd used before at the High Noon, wasn't taken. I might need to copyright that, by the way.
Maybe.
I'm like, all right, it's Riff Raff Fest then. And so we jumped in on that. The other bands jumped on and they were like, this is fantastic. Let's roll with this. And here we are.
Eric Cobb from Cold Black River. Riff Raff Fest once again is happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. Frank's a wonderful guy, by the way.
Love that dude.
And the Pollock Inn. And it's a really fun place. What is the hard rock metal scene like up in central Wisconsin, in the Wausau, Stevens Point area? You've been up there. You played a number of shows in central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the support up there.
We love Wausau. We love that area. We have some family up there. We have a ton of friends up there. They are so inviting, the audience and the people that run these venues, that when you're there the second time, the third time, the fourth time, your family at that point, you know, it's hugs and kisses and let's rock and roll. And that's one of the things that I love about that particular area. You have a lot of talent up there. Mm-hmm. You know, Madison is loaded with a lot of talent, a lot of killer heavy talent, but also jazz and blues and other kinds of things. Same thing with Wausau. You have a lot of that up there. In fact, on this particular bill, we've got Karma Bloody Karma, which is one of the newer up and coming bands that are up there, along with Passion Aggression. Again, these guys are just cutting their teeth, but I tell you what, they're making a mark already.
Yep.
You know, I didn't make this kind of a mark when I first started out. Nobody knew who I was for years and years. People still don't know who I am.
We just spoke with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma last hour, and they're super excited about this.
Excellent. Well, those guys, there's another band up there called, I'm going to mispronounce this, I know that I am, called Tantivy. They absolutely slay. And these guys are killer. And the first time I think Karma Bloody Karma and Passion Aggression got a chance to hit the stage was to share the stage with these guys. And so that's where they were able to really kind of make their mark and say, hey, you know, what are some other shows that we can jump on? And this is an absolutely perfect show. The way the show is mapped out is you have Passion Aggression starting off and then you end it with Karma Bloody Karma. So you got your locals that are really supporting that heavy metal sandwich, so to speak, to make this thing happen.
And Clean is coming as well. Are they the ones from Michigan?
So Grave Next Door, as I mentioned, had booked the show, and their dear friends, Clean, C-L-E-E-N, are coming with them. And again, if you like stoner, doom, heavy, rock, you're going to like both of these bands quite a bit. The other thing that I like about all of these bands, there's no pretension, there's no attitude, there's none of that. Everyone is super humble, super sweet. All they want to do is rock, and that's what's going to make this show really awesome.
That's awesome. The show starts at 7 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, when you add those five bands, you got to start a little bit early. Yep. But I'll say something about early shows. I'm noticing that shows are starting to begin earlier and earlier, and I think that that's a good thing. I think that's why, you know, Max Inc. Radio is so successful with your matinee shows.
Yes.
People really love those earlier shows because everybody wants to go to bed at a decent hour.
Well, you know, we're the older generation now, Eric. I mean, look at us. We got gray in our beards.
Oh, we do. We do.
Riff Raff Fest at the Pollock Inn, Saturday, September 9th. Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression. Chad Holmes from WXCO is going to be on location. He's going to, I think he said he wants to introduce a band or two, and I think he's going to get on the radio. You and Chad will probably do some check-ins on that evening while Rocker, Terry, and I are on air.
I love
during
it.
Max Inc. Radio.
That'd be perfect.
If you're in the Wausau, central Wisconsin area, if you like hard rock and metal, the Pollock Inn is the place to be on Saturday, September 9th for sure. It's a Max Inc. Radio Presenter Show and WXCO Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau. Eric, beside Riff Raff Fest, anything else on the calendar for Cold Black River that you're excited about?
We are absolutely thrilled, and I can say I am thrilled with Scorpio Fest coming November the 11th at Red Rooster. This bill is probably the most stacked bill will be on this year. And by stacked, I mean it has all of the heavy players from Madison that have been around for, in some cases, 20 plus years performing at Red Rooster. We're talking seven bands.
Wow.
Which is also crazy. But every single one of these bands is a band that everyone will know about. So if you are out there running around, go on to Facebook, look up Red Rooster, take a look at November the 11th, or look up Scorpio Fest and look at November the 11th. Take a look at that bill and tell me that that's not a stacked bill.
Doom and Stone is also coming soon for you, right?
Absolutely. On that same day, interestingly enough, so CBR will be playing at Scorpio Fest, and the reason I'm so excited is because I'm also a Scorpio. Doomed and Stone is in Green Bay on November the 11th, and we are just now finally getting things tightened up with the major headliner, a handful of the minor headliners, and then the supporting bands are solidified. So we're extremely excited to start announcing bands for Doomed and Stone this year.
When that happens, please let us know. We have listeners up in Green Bay on 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm not kidding about this, and I'm not kidding about any of these shows. I don't say this lightly. Riff Raff Fest will sell out. It's a smaller venue, but it's going to sell out. Secondly, Scorpio Fest, I guarantee you, will sell out.
Yeah.
And finally, with who we've landed for the headliner for Wisconsin Doomed and Stone this year, it most certainly will sell out. So when these things are announced and you have the opportunity to grab your ticket, get it now because it will sell out.
So for Riff Raff Fest, that's the most important one right now. That's going to sell out. How can people get advanced tickets?
I would go to the event page and click on tickets so that you can grab that ticket before you get in there.
Super easy. It's Riff Raff Fest with Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression. It's at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. We hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
And Eric, is always a blast to see you. Thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate you.
Thanks for inviting us in. I appreciate it.
Let's do some more Cold Black River right now. It's Dystopia. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.